Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
What a week this has been. What a week on the roast. What a week in the sports world. Last night was fun. The first round of the NFL draft, the Niners select out of the University of Florida by way of Arizona State, Ricky Pearsall. Got to get that right. Ricky Pearsall is his name. Pearsall. Out of Florida, young wide receiver. Now, will somebody else be moved? We'll wait. Deebo or Ayuk, seems like they both are on the block. Anyway, Lakers lose. They're down 0-3 to the Denver Nuggets. So we got another. We're going to have an offseason of LeBron James coming to the Golden State Warriors. That's just in a matter of time. You got the Sixers beating the Knicks last night. Embiid, 50 points. By the way, real quick, before we get back into the draft, what'd you think about that foul Embiid committed on Mitchell Robinson? It was dirty, huh?
I mean, yeah, of course it was dirty. Like, it is what it is. But, I don't know. Embiid. Right.
We got to call an audible. Oh, no. Toledo. Omaha. Omaha 27. Blue 9. Herb Edwards got to do 8:30. Oh. Not 8 o'clock. So we'll push.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a playoff foul. And, yeah, it was a little dirty. There's no doubt about it.
We know, Lubby. He recruited Ricky. We know. That's the whole reason why we're bringing him on. He comes to Arizona State.
Those more just for the listeners to know that Herm Edwards was once the head coach for Ricky Pearsall when he was at Arizona State and recruited him to Arizona State. So that's why we're having Herm on, is to talk about the player that.
Lubman, are you okay?
Dude, I'm tired.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's
been a week for your boy.
You're like limping around here. You threw on God knows what.
So when the Giants are at home.
No Miami picks in the first round.
Still. Oh, that's why? Oh.
Just waiting on Cameron Kitchens to fall to the third round. Ooh. So he could be a bust somewhere.
Freddie Kitchens?
He might be the only guy they draft out of Miami. Who wants a Miami player these days?
Nobody.
Not even Mario Cristobal wants him. Continue.
Yeah, you've been all day. You've been a little, So anybody, Herb Edwards recruited. Pretty Ricky, the Arizona State. Herm Edwards, which coach? Pretty Ricky at Arizona State. Herm Edwards knows a little bit about Pretty Ricky, which is why we're bringing Herm Edwards on to talk about Pretty Ricky, newest member of the 49ers. Or
Ricky plays to win the game.
Should we start calling him Yak Harlow? Ricky is third person.
I like Yak Harlow.
Pretty Ricky bet not talking third person.
Nice. No, he hasn't earned that.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Although, it is always interesting hearing different guys talk at the podium, seeing the families in the rooms. There was one guy, I forget who got drafted. Someone was asleep on the couch with the whole family, and he was just passed out, chilling.
Whose parents was that? Brian Thomas Jr., the LSU receiver, where the lady, white lady asked the parents, was like, how's it going? And she asked the mom. She goes, what did she say? She tried to make it all dramatic, like they came from a hole in the wall.
There was the funny one where it was, and I'll get the sound. She was basically asking, man, how far have you guys come to where you are at right now? And then she just replied, yeah, we came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Yeah. You just took it literally as possible.
Hey, I had one of those moments this week.
You know what it was, though, if you look deeper? Because it was funny for anybody, but there's a lot of these situations where they get to this. Remember a couple years ago, ESPN would put on the draft profile, his mom was an alcoholic.
Trey
Wingo would do every single soliloquy of his backstory.
And it'd be like, yo, you're leading into it. Not everybody comes from back. So the response to that was like, we're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're good. Like, we don't need no sappy story here. My son just got drafted. I'm from Baton Rouge, homie. We live in a regular neighborhood.
And you got pride from where you're from. Right, that's kind of what I took it as, too. But it was funny how literal, because like, she wasn't going for that. Yeah.
The reporter was looking for a sappy story. Mm. Like, oh, yeah, you know, when he was eight, I worked three jobs or something like this. He was looking for one of those dramatic stories. It's like, yeah, it's not happening here.
I had the priest at the baptism on Sunday ask me, like, what are you guys here for? And I was like, what do you want from the church? And I didn't know. I was like, is this an open-ended question? Like, how do we want them to get love from the community or something? And he's like, for a baptism? I'm like, oh, that was the question we were looking for. So I've had similar moments.
Guyton got drafted from Oklahoma to lineman, and there was a dude in a Frisco Niners hat and a t-shirt.
It was the best.
And he's hugging him, knowing he's going to the Cowboys.
It was so good.
Do you like to
survey the girlfriends? Like, for example, Michael Penix was there with his significant other, and she kept adjusting her dress the entire time. I like to see the dynamics between the girlfriend or wife or fiance or whatever and the parents. Like, does he hug the parents first, the girl?
It's always the parents, number one.
Why are you saying
and
stop
number two,
it?
Am I
going to get in trouble?
You know what goes on in my head? Well, how long is that going
to
last?
That's what I was going
to
say.
Every time this happens, I go to CeeDee Lamb snatching the phone from the girlfriend.
Or what about Russell Wilson's girl?
Oh, she was gone in 2 seconds after she became a meme.
Where is
she at? I got Sierra now.
Where is she now?
Oh, that's not that's
exactly.
Not right.
That's the point.
She's gone. Like,
who's there in the green room and who's there 5 years later? It's always interesting to see what's happening. Or you get that one guy who got drafted. Where did he get drafted from? Georgia? It's about 4 or 5. But Monty Jones retweeted it this morning where this white lady, who I guess was a teacher or something, was hugging him. And the mom was like, yo, get the hell up off him. This is my moment.
Wow.
It's always interesting.
And then you have like Joe Alt looking like the giantest toddler of all time alongside of all normal sized people. I love seeing the dads that are like ripped out of their minds too, just jacked. Like, I wonder where he got it from.
Because he played, he was huge.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah. Like, I wonder where he got it from. I don't know. Clearly, the milkman's kid.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
What a great answer.
She's not wrong. She was trying to find something else. Like, how far?
It was
you guys
so genuine.
Come?
That's why it was funny too. Right. It was so nice.
Right. Like, hey, were you on food stamps before? Well, how far did you come? Like, it was like, whoa. You don't need to have a deep story on everything. Anyway, let's go to Brian and Palo Alto.
Bo Nix's brother, by the way, or somebody, was just chilling. I'm getting texts from people.
Probably was a little high.
That somebody in his family was sleeping on the couch.
Well, if they're on the East Coast, too, it's late. It's late out there.
12 pick. 12 pick.
Never mind. It's like 8 o'clock. Never mind.
Before we get to BPA, just want to preface this call by saying he tweeted us last night, Chaz. Or he tweeted me. And by the way, BPA called him when I told him he was in Alcatraz, but I'll let it slide today. It's a payday Friday.
Well, I told him the 23-1, as in locked up for 23, out for one. We'll allow it for today. We're giving him a little air today. The warden is very generous.
All right. Okay. It's an awful pick.
Well, you're the warden. I'm the deputy.
I guess I'm being... Listen, PPA tweeted at me. It's an awful pick. Guy isn't a starting wide receiver in the NFL.
I'm right.
So, does BPA still feel like he felt last night about the pick? BPA, good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
No, you know what? I think, I have a big mouth sometimes, but yes, I'm more positive about it than I was. I honestly didn't know much about him. I think he's actually a pretty good player. My thinking coming in was like, you have to get one of the, if you're going to draft wide receiver, you have to get one of the top guys. And obviously he wasn't viewed as that, because the thought being, okay, that guy needs to be a really kind of high functioning starter next to Ayuk or Debo, whoever they pick. But now I just hope they just don't move Debo. The hope now is, you know, to go one more year with Debo, you know, and Ayuk together, move off Debo after this season. I mean, to me, it's if they don't address the offensive line, then they really didn't learn their lesson. So hopefully they get a couple solid offensive linemen who can compete to be starters.
Well, that's where I want Jackson Powers here, and you're just looking at where their draft pick is. I don't know if he's going to fall to them. You know, like they don't pick again until the late second round, and that's where I'm questioning. Like, all right, are they going to? They have a second and a third rounder. That's it. That's all they have left. The Niners for today. So like, are they going to trade back in? Are they going to trade one of their guys? Are they going to move, you know, ammunition from next year into this year? Frazier's still out there. Zach Frazier from West Virginia, another center. I'd love to have him as well.
BPA, you still there?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm here. I'm not sure it's worth it to trade Debo Samuel just to move up in the second round, right?
Yeah.
They have a lot of picks. I mean, they could move up in the second round without giving up Debo Samuel, probably, right?
Nine so picks
that's
left.
What I would try to do.
Yeah, 9 picks left.
But
in the
like
draft.
Offensive line, yeah. I mean, offensive line, like at a minimum, you got to get a couple good guys to improve your, you know, to improve your upside on the offensive line. Because I'm, in my opinion, the offensive line is the biggest reason.
I agree.
The Super Bowl.
BPA, real quick, BPA, before you leave. I know you're watching the NBA playoffs. Yep. Lakers are down 0-3. LeBron going to solve some problems for the Warriors next season?
He would solve more problems that they're currently looking like they'll be solving. So, I think if you're going to beat Denver and you look at Oklahoma City and these teams are stacked, you're going to need to pair up some stars. Or they can do the, you know, hey, let's end this with dignity and, let's go into the convalescent home and fade away, right? I don't know.
There it is. There it is, BPA.
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
We let him out on bail.
So there's a lot of just speculation about trade and whatnot. If you got another second rounder and let's say a fourth or a fifth, most people aren't doing that for Debo, huh?
No, I'm in the camp of let's run the stake back. Let's add these rookies to the equation. Let's win this freaking Super Bowl in New Orleans for crying out loud. And let's do it with Debo. Let's do it with Ayuk. Let's do it with Kittle. Let's do it with CMC. This offense was humming last year. Humming. That was the beauty of it. You couldn't lock in on one guy. These guys are all ballers. Ballers. I'm not into trading ballers for prospects. You know, now I do trust Lynch and Shanahan to make the right pick, and, you know, I've warmed up to Pretty Ricky, but, if I have to, let me run this back. Let me add Pretty Ricky with Ayuk and Debo. That sounds deadly. And then Kittle and McCaffrey, you still got Juszczyk who's catching passes in the Super Bowl. I want all the weapons I need. I got to load up for Kansas City. I got to load up for Philadelphia. I got to load up for the Rams, and it may take you at least 30 just to be in the damn football game. I need all this ammunition for Brock Purdy, the rock and roll next season. Because offense is starting to win these Super Bowls, man. You better have some explosives out there. This guy's explosive. Debo's explosive. Ayuk's explosive. Why not keep the band together for one more? Just one more. Just give me one more year.
I hear you. I would like that. But their next pick is at 31 in the second round. And so I just don't think they're going to be able to shore up all their needs. It's just really hard. It's really hard. And I believe the second round to be fantastic value in terms of, you know, you get really premium players under team control for 4 years. Like, I like the second round. I think it's got a lot of really good playmakers. There are DBs available, multiple DBs at the front of this second round I like. There are offensive linemen I really like. There are other receivers I really like. I hear you. I would actually think about moving next year's picks to move back into the second round.
So move next year's picks and keep the players. Because then if you're going to move off some of the players next year, you may be able to recoup some of this. Maybe not as high, you may be able to get back into it.
Yeah, I think that's the equation that they're running right now in their head. Like, is Debo worth more today or is he going to be worth more next year?
Wear and tear. But what if he balls out, man? I mean, this team, gosh. You know what? 408 makes a good point here. Should need a mobile text line. Don't forget that Brock Purdy will get a proper training camp this season. He partaked in training camp last year. He didn't go full tilt. But I think more importantly, the offseason.
He couldn't settle 3 days in a row.
Yeah, no, he couldn't play 3 days. But the offseason, I think, is more important. Once you shore this up and you figure out who's going to be here, the Niners end up leaving this NFL draft. The draft's completed. They make their picks. If they get, you know, if they keep Ayuk and Debo, now we bring in Slick Rick, you bring in Debo, you bring in Ayuk, and let's roll with the offseason workouts. And let's build this rapport with Brock Purdy so we're all on the same page.
So if they don't trade Ayuk away, you think they have the contract ready to go to pay him right away?
They can work on it. And they may have to just end up giving him the back and just give him the damn back.
We agree. He's probably not going to show up for all the training camp stuff.
I need him in training camp. So get this deal done. AJ Brown got the extension yesterday. He got extended. Get me the damn bag to Brandon Ayuk so I could deliver it to him. Do it ASAP. Get the money right. We know what the market is.
I keep coming back to the Christian McCaffrey conversation we were having with Florio yesterday. And I feel like whether it's DeAmon or Lenore, obviously much smaller contract than what we're talking about with Brandon Ayuk, whether it's CMC, whoever. Aaron Banks is a guy that I've thought about, like maybe they're going to extend him. I think that they've got a couple of extensions in their mind that they're thinking about that we haven't even thought about.
Maybe. 888-957-9570. How are you feeling about this pick? How are you feeling? Can you hit me with the draft pick? With the number 31st pick. I want to hear it one more time. Spadone. I'm throwing you on the spot here, but I want to hear it one more time.
You want the jingle or you want me to just get you the draft selection?
The draft selection.
I can just grab that for you right now, Bonte, as I'm vamping and pulling it up on the computer.
Don't vamp inside.
Right now, no, but I got it right.
Vamp outside.
No,
why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I could play John Lynch right here.
Sure.
I could play John Lynch.
And I'll play this right after it. How about that?
Still hoping to work something out with Ayuk.
Why is always us? But, I don't know. I know that we're continuing to have positive talks with BA and, We are really efforting to get something done with them, and we're excited about continuing down that path. And Brandon being a part of this team, Debo is a part of this team and a big part of this team. So, like I said, we feel great about that group, and we feel like we just made it better with another really good addition to it who complements the group real well.
That's John Lynch. Last night, after they made this pick.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
I'll hear the word comp thrown out pretty much on draft scenarios. Can you give us a comp on Ricky Pearsall? Who does he remind you of?
That's tough. God, I don't know if I want to do that. It reminds me of myself, just a lot faster, a lot better, much better hands, can jump, can just do everything much better. I don't want to be held to that forever. I'll let him do that.
Ricky Pearsall.
Honest to God. I know he presented it as a joke. I don't think he was joking at all. I do think he sees himself in this guy.
No, well, who really did we just have on?
He loved said, Trent Taylor.
Well, he just had someone on that said, no, I'm sorry, I can't remember right now, but they said that he used to show wide receivers his film.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He right. believes that.
Yeah, he yes, believe I know it. He does.
He does believe it.
He's just like his dad. Like, they're the arrogance for these Shanahans. I love it, too, because they win. It's great. It's great.
Hey, at least you know where you stand. Hey, right? You know where you stand.
You know I have a love-hate relationship with Kyle Shanahan, man.
You've heard of what Fig Jam stands for when it comes to Phil Mickelson, right?
No. What does it mean? Fig Jam?
Yeah. Freak, I'm great. Just ask me.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm paraphrasing the front end of
Hellacious
that.
Seeds.
I thought you were just talking about yourself. You sure it's Phil? You sure it's Butcher?
Well, everyone's got a little Butcher in them.
What about Heather in Santa Clara? Heather! Good morning, Heather. Long time no talk. What's going on?
Hi. How are you guys all doing this morning?
We're doing great. You know, we're loving Ricky Pearsall right now.
My knee is a little sore, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Heather, Shasky's always injured. He's always injured.
I know. All right. Well, you know, I always feel like it's hard to make a strong opinion after one pick, as I think it's best to evaluate their whole class after they make all their picks.
That's smart.
But I had mixed emotions. I had mixed emotions yesterday when I heard the pick, because all these situations that everyone was talking about this morning, you just play all these things, and I'm in the camp where, like you, Bonte, where I just want to run everything back as well with everyone. So, but you know what made me feel better?
What's
so
that?
As I was looking through the 49ers IG post, I noticed a quote in the background of the pick with the 49ers brass. So, and it was from Bill Walsh. So it said, "The process must take into account a number of factors. And then I think it says one critical question must be answered. Does the individual make a meaningful contribution to the team?" So I always blindly follow Bill Walsh, you know. So I'm feeling good. I think we just need to get all these weapons around Brock Purdy, our quarterback.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
Call
good
again.
Call, Heather. Very good call. Tell the girls we said hi. Tell your husband we said what up. She was at the Hilton Hotel with us. Yeah, yeah. Training camp. Real quick, Abe in Newark, before we get to Herm Edwards at 8:30. Abe, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, good.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and talk about a little bit about the Niners draft selection from last night. I know there's been a lot of conversation going on about the pick, and I think for me personally, I'm a little bit on the side of the camp that perhaps the Niners reached a little bit too much on to Ricky, and I think he would have been there on day two. And if Kyle and Lynch loved him so much, they could have just traded up in the second round to go get him. But I think there were more pressing needs on the O-line. So you could have probably got the center out of Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson, I believe, or maybe one of the premier cornerback talents in Kool-Aid McKinstry or Cooper DeJean, who also doubles as an excellent punt returner. And we saw how special teams went for the Niners in the Super Bowl. So I feel like there were just more pressing needs where you could have gotten a much better talent. And then if you guys really loved Ricky Pearsall, then you could have just gone up in the second round to go grab him.
Good call, Abe. That's fair. That's fair. But I know C.J. Stroud's reaction.
Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets open.
Especially in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle,
that's why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4-4-1 with a 1-4-9 10-yard split.
Bro, he's nasty, bro.
Nasty. I mean, he went off for 3 minutes.
I love hearing other players talk about other players.
We just play the whole 3-minute clip.
And then when Steve Smith is co-signing on you, Steve Smith is Steve Smith's been destroying Jerry Jeudy for 2 years.
Destroying him.
Right. And like, I don't know. I kind of listen to some of the players.
Stop calling him Ricky Pearsall and call him what his real name is. Slick Rick is what they call him. Great vision, stands out. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Played with three different quarterbacks with three different styles of play. He's the go-to guy. His ability to adjust will be required in the services in the National Football League.
Ricky Pearsall, newest member of the 49ers. Let's talk to Herm Edwards about Slick Rick right here on the Morning Roast. I'm feeling Slick Rick right now. Let's go, Slick Rick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.